bluish white haze. It was, you know. And then another question. We went to another place last night. It was a mounds, but it's also the locals around here call it Dead Man's Hill. And there's a vortex there, naturally. And, of course, the nut trees and everything you said to look for, all right, yeah, it was all there. But the strange thing about it is I had to, you know, we were watching the cell phone because of the fact that I had to be back to do a show. Well, one of the girls says, well, you know, she gave the time of 7:33, and so we had to get back. And so, but when we got back into the car, off that vortex, got back into the car, the car what or clock said 7:19. And I says, well, and then Brad looked at his watch, and it was 7:19 or something like that. And then she looked back at her cell phone, and her cell phone now said 7:19. But when we were up there, it was, her cell phone said 7:33. Then it switched back to 7:19.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you crossed into another dimension when you were there.
We crossed into another dimension?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what happened. So, and that dimension was at, what, a different time, or?
Yeah, it was at a different time. You know, it's like a lot of times people will have, not a lot of times, virtually everyone alive is having parallel lives in at least five and as many as 13 other 13 dimensions at one time.
Yeah.
And so, sometimes the time is the same in those other dimensions. Sometimes it's, in fact, usually it's a little bit different. So if you went into a place where you crossed into another dimension, essentially a portal, you know, you cross into another dimension, then the time is different there. You might be able to see things around you that were at least close enough that you felt like you were in the same place. You know, places like that can be kind of interesting. Sometimes you have to be careful to walk back out of in the same place you walked in, and you wind up in someplace else entirely.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, I think we got back in the right place. Because you never know with dimensions, do you? But you never know with parallel dimensions, do you?
No.
Because they could be so similar to the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
But you're obviously back here because we're having this conversation.
Yeah, maybe. Or you're in that one, too. He gets kind of, and then Sharon had noticed that she kept seeing things moving around on the side of her eyes, corner of her eyes up there too. So, which was,
you know, a lot of times you can see things, you know, better in the spirit realm from your peripheral vision than you can by looking straight at them.
Okay.